And the truth is definitely stranger than fiction. Thank you for tuning in for a very special live stream of the Barabbas and Rice Show. We will get this thing going here in just moments, but we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you're sharing this video. Smash the hell out of that like button. And here we go. Alrighty. We are live for a late night show. And this is Mr. Barabbas and Mr. Rice here. We are doing a special live stream. I called up Stan about a couple hours ago and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on, my friend?
Not much, brother. Finally took a day off work today and now we're here on video.
Yeah.
A little live stream for the night.
Yeah, it's kind of overdue. Last week, I told you I was going to be doing a bunch of crypto videos so I could kind of get my head a little bit straight and absorb all the stuff that we've been doing over the past couple of weeks. Because as you know, it tends to take a toll on people periodically, and that's kind of where we're at. But I want to see who's joined us so far on this end, because thankfully we're streaming this on both of our channels. So depending on which channel you're watching this on, if you're watching this on Stan's channel, make sure you're checking out my channel, Rice Crypto. If you're watching this on my channel, make sure you're checking out Stan's channel, Bodhisattva Love. Make sure you're supporting us both, subscribe to both channels. It would definitely mean a lot, and please share this. It looks like we got Dirty Rotten Imbecile in the house, and he sent me out a really cool package that I'm really looking forward to getting, so just shout out to him. And the fact that he's using DRI in his username. I'm a big fan of some old school, like, skater speed punk. And that's like some mid-80s old school stuff, which I really dig. LLF, Litecoin Leader. Bodhisattva Love commented and said, welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. That was you.
That was me. Hey, how can I see the chat on my side? Am I able to see this?
I don't know chat? What you can see on your side. If you go to the comments, do you see comments? And then there's private.
Got it. I can see it now. So that Deidre shows both
Baker,
of ours.
Polly P's in the house. Polly, I want to hit you up tomorrow so we can talk about some stuff. Kaipo, TD Freelancer, and DK Me, if I forgot anybody. Ellie May, thank you for joining. We appreciate it. Q team, thanks for tuning in. If I didn't mention anybody, I do apologize. But this is a continuation of our Freedom and Liberty series. And there was a couple things that I had notated over the past couple weeks that me and Stan had been talking about that we wanted to cover in the next conversation that we did in this series. And, you know, I titled it A Message of Hope, because I don't want people to think that as realists that we're trying to bring any sort of fear to anybody. I think that it's awesome to get as many perspectives as we can so that we can make better educated decisions. What do you think, Stan?
Oh, most definitely. You know, Rice, I was hoping, I don't know how StreamYard works, but one night I was hoping maybe we could do a show where we can have our listeners call in and we can chat with them as well.
Yeah, what we can do is I can give the invite like I gave to you. There's so many people that we're allowed to have in. And the cool thing is I can have people sitting backstage so we can allow one person on at a time. So, yeah, dude, I would definitely be down for doing kind of like
this is We the People, right?
Ask me anything kind of thing, because we haven't really done a stream where we just sat here and really listened to what everybody was saying and try to answer people's questions as best that we possibly can.
And get some outside input as well, you know, get other people's perspectives.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I know one of the things that we wanted to clarify first off was when we decided to title this. We weren't thinking about legal definitions of words and how people look at contract law or maritime law or however you want to define it. But we decided to call this freedom and liberty because of what freedom and liberty mean to us. Now, some people are trying to make it known that liberty isn't necessarily a term that you would want to use in talking about being free, because in a lot of instances you're hearing about it in like being a military person and being on leave and given liberty and basically permission to do something. But we also aren't really big fans of that same paradigm. Am I not speaking out of turn, am I?
Not at all. Well, you know, if I can, I'll just jump in and explain my perspective on it. I do respect and appreciate the quantum grammar. I do see a place for it. And I think that's going to segue into what we're going to get into on some of the points about how we kind of figured out how all this is coming together, right, Rice? Mm-hmm. So if you're dancing in the maritime admiralty law, then yes, liberty would mean just that. You know, you need permission to go have freedom. And, ooh, I just blew up a little bit.
Yeah, I just messed around with the studio setting. This is pretty cool.
Nice.
So we get to look more professional than we actually are.
There we go. And so hopefully I don't have anything in my teeth. I have anything in my teeth.
You're good. So the same view is just a little bit closer up. That's all. Here, mm-hmm. If it makes you feel better, I'll just go back to
No, we're good. Whatever you like.
I dig that green. I like that green-blue coloring. I think it's very mild, good color for this time of
good evening. Aura colors for us, some chakra colors. So anyway, so back to it. So the if you're dancing in the maritime admiralty law, yes, that's for me. This is just my perspective. You know, I like I said, I respect the quantum grammar community. I get it. I'm ignorant of most of it because I don't know how to read it or write it. But I get that it's for you know, clarifying things within that jurisdiction. In those contracts, right? But if we're considering ourselves as men and women outside of that jurisdiction, then for me, from where I'm standing as a man, my definitions come from the dictionary, not Black's Law, not Maritime Admiralty Law. If I say liberty to you, Rice, you know exactly what I mean. If I say liberty in a Facebook post, I'm sure 99.9% of all those people know what I mean by liberty. So that's just, you know, my input on it and all the other words like person. You know, if I'm talking to you and say, oh, that guy's he's a cool person. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. You know what I mean? We're men, we're women. We're using the words that we use growing up. But now if we go step in a court or if we're under some contract or doing some contracting with the governments, then we understand the difference.
Well, that's where the fuckery begins.
Exactly. But here's for me. What do you guys think? Let us know in the chat. So for me, if I'm talking to somebody and having a conversation and they keep telling me that this word and the other word and this word I keep using is, you know, means this. Well, I'm like, dude, well, I'm talking to you, the man. I'm not talking to a judge. I'm not talking to an attorney. Can we just have a conversation like normal people in our jurisdiction, the common law jurisdiction, using the dictionary? Right? Or those dictionaries of those words. And that's what they mean. So to me, it keeps it simple. We can differentiate the maritime admiralty law fiction crap in those definitions and keep it over here because I don't want to keep propagating it. I don't want to keep promoting it. So if I'm not in there, why do I keep promoting it? That's my perspective.
Right. And like too, it's a contract thing. So, I mean, if you're not writing a contract and we're not in contract terms and also not just like dictionary, but social norm, the way that society accepts definitions.
Most widely words, accepted by, you know, society.
Which, and then I told you one time I was arguing with a couple members of the Bar Association, one that was going to school to be an attorney and one that was practicing. And a lot of it was explained to me that there's no one specific like dictionary that they use, but a lot of the law is based off of what you're saying and how you're saying it in context. So a lot of times what we found is law tends to be from the perspective of the lawyer, very customizable depending on the situation and the circumstances. So it would all kind of apply, which is kind of weird. And that's kind of that weird gray area, but so we got the liberty thing out of the way. I mean, I'm on the same boat with you. You know, we all think of liberty as being something associated with, for me, something like the Liberty Bell, which is a big symbol of freedom. So, I mean, you can't put that in context of a person who serves in the military, because it can be defined multiple ways. And most time when you look in a dictionary, you will find multiple definitions for words, which can make things confusing as well, because then you have the legal definition thing as well.
But it's now, the context thing, right?
Right.
And if you put up Mars Life as a comment here and it says normal, if you want to, can you see it? Pop it up.
I can highlight it.
There you go. Normal was not good, though. We have been brainwashed to speak on their terms. The common language needs to adapt back to the true meaning, not assumption.
Well, this kind of goes into, from my perspective, this kind of goes into what Romilly Stewart is teaching with Justinian Deception, with the idea of dog Latin versus proper Latin, a debased form that keeps people illiterate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that, you know, that's kind of where we are. And that's what I found interesting with the Anna von Reitz interview that we did, in case people didn't see that, how she called quantum grammar basically babble. And I'm not saying that that's correct, but I can see her perspective on that. Now, kind of bringing up that whole topic, this is like the only thing I had that was really a question. And I'm going to answer the question as if I asked it of myself after you're done answering. But for you, why are you wanting to do this series, Freedom and Liberty, and these interviews with people like Anna von Reitz, Russell J. Gould, Christopher James, and all the other people that we plan on being able to conversate with? And why are you spending all this time with me dealing with the subject? What does it mean to you?
Well, exactly what the titles are of our videos are, Liberty and Freedom, right? So to be able to move about this land in a freer fashion, not in fear of a government trying to stick me with a needle or restrict me from pretty much anything, or force me to put anything in my body or on my body, my children, my families, my friends. There's many things. Do we really need all these licenses and registrations? I haven't really figured that out yet. I do see some of this structure of where it if you get out of the I hate control, but you look at how many people we have in this world, of how some of that system can actually work, but maybe in not such a theft manner or a control manner, because, you know, these things have some, it seems to have some validity of why we would need certain things in the structures that we have now, because we have so many people and not all people are, you know, all there. So there's a lot of things to consider when we try to restructure, and what does that all mean? And I think that's part of what we're going to get into here as we go along. But for me, it's the ultimate of bringing people together so we can start, you know, we can come up with these ideas of how it could work. How can these work? Can Anna von Reitz and her assemblies work in parallel as we restructure? Because you're not just going to get rid of everything. Like, things would go chaotic. Like, there's got to be some kind of structure of how we form into this new, you know, paradigm and this new jurisdiction, this new thought, this new idea. And this is kind of where, for me, after our last talk, it's been a couple of weeks, but I was speaking to Eric too, is I see every Anna von Reitz and Russell J. Gould and Christopher James, each has a certain aspect as moving parts as how we collectively grow into this new paradigm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Russell J. Gould can work out these high contracts that are like serious things. You know, if I'm in a business or some trade or whatever, we know what it reads. We know how it reads. They can't steal from them. However that all works. You know, I don't really understand all the mechanics of it. But Christopher James, if you need to go to do a hearing or something, boom, walk in there with that guy or learn from him. Learn what he's telling you. You know what I mean? Are you property? No. Does anyone have the right to administer property over another man or woman without right? Mm-hmm. Right? No. And is the rules of civil procedure, do they apply a man or a woman? No. Right? Well, maybe we need to verify these things. He knows it. clearly, right? I've never experienced it. Have you? Have you gone into a court and tried these things?
No, but you know, that kind of goes back to why we're doing this too. You know, we're
right, exactly. So we're learning, right?
All these people as like as a piece of the puzzle.
And as we move, yeah, and as we move through it, and as these things, if they start to fall apart, if what he's doing goes in and it starts to come apart, then he can, in us that have learned, can help support others going through that process as these things are falling apart, these other structures are coming down, right? Then you've got Russell James with his part, however that works, and then people start falling into Anavan rites, you know? Then it goes into the assemblies because this thing is very well structured, right? Mm-hmm. And how do they work in parallel until one takes over the other? Because it's just a balance of the 100th monkey, right? So as many people start joining the assemblies, they stop going registering at the DMV. And that just starts slowly falling away.
Start phasing out. And more people start joining the correct system as opposed to the system that they
Right. Keep it real, right? Keep it real. So we keep it real instead of the fiction. So we keep moving into the reality of, you know, how we should really be able to.
It brings new meaning to that. Keep it real too.
Ebb and flow together, right?
It really does. It's crazy, man. Now, I mean, I'm not going to speak negatively about any of these individuals because obviously we're learning something from everybody. Some people don't think, some people think their way is the way. And there's no other way, and there's no other addition. And what I've started to find is, and what we're trying to do with building up this information that works, all these people we're talking to, there's many paths to get to the end point that we're talking about. So for us to be putting together this information and say, this is the way, would be kind of contradictory to freedom. So setting out multiple ways and what works for you. I do respect what Christopher James and a Warrior Cause are doing, you know, as far as like trying to set that precedence in court so that we can turn these courthouses into public courthouses and use it for common law and actually be able to get some true justice for the people. I do like the idea of Anavan rights and her American States Assembly, because from a governmental standpoint, our forefathers gave us this formula to be able to correct the government. And that's something that we'll kind of talk about with the checks and balance that kind of works with us personally. But for me, man, like I've just been seeing so much, I don't know what you would really call it, but just so much BS in this world, like what we're being taught, what the news is saying, what we're seeing in reality versus what we're being told. And what we're being told we should accept. And if we accept reality, there's something wrong with us versus not being accepting what we're being told. And it's just crazy. The best way I can say it is I really want to try to help to unconditioning the conditioning that we've been conditioned with. That's the best way to really put it. You know, we've been put through so much going through school, the way that whole system works, the social part of it. And then you go and you fast forward to life and having to either go to school or go fend for yourself and start working and earning and start becoming an adult and stop being a child and all that good stuff. I started realizing how much bullshit all this is. And then a lot of it came down for me to the economy, which I have progressively seen get worse. And I'm not really even that much of an economist, but it's like, damn, I kind of foresaw what was going to happen. I mean, a lot of people did, but it's crazy to think about what we weren't taught and how we're controlled and manipulated through things like money and don't even realize it. And people are so patriotic to the government that is doing everything they can to hold people down. When I went to school for business administration, I started realizing the system is not designed for people to save money. And then I started learning there was things I knew and there was things that I was being taught and they were conflicting. And it really opened my eyes. And that got me involved in a crypto game. And when I first got involved in crypto, I had this complete revolutionary mindset. Like, put me in a town square You know, I want to stand up on that pedestal. I'm going to scream. I'm going to wake people up. And then somewhere down the line, I got just kind of wrapped up in the crypto thing, and I having a YouTube channel. And it was when I started restructuring my channel and branching out, me and you met, that a lot of things started to really line up for me. A lot of my past research that kind of ended up in dead ends because information just wasn't available. And for some reason, this time now is, you know, where all this collective things kind of came to a head. And then I started seeing all these opportunities for us to be able to empower ourselves. And, you know, early on, I realized how important it was for me to realize how much of an effect I could have on this world. No matter how big or small it was, I before I had my channel, I really felt lost. Like, how am I going to make any difference in this world? I'm just some guy. And when I started getting out of that type of thinking and then started having a YouTube channel and realizing that everybody has a role to play and everybody can make an effect, whether it's inspiring someone else or whether it's being a leader, it doesn't matter what the role is, but we all have that. And then I realized collectively, together, there's nothing that we cannot do. And I started seeing working 20 years in clubs as a DJ and being a musician, I seen a lot of division and I seen a lot of barriers being broken with music and things like that and being in clubs. And I started thinking, like, there's really a way for us to be able to stop being divided, and there's a way for us to connect with one another and find that common bond so that we can actually stand united, because we have been conditioned to be divided between all these different things that are happening. And then we divide ourselves. I mean, we talk about the freedom community. Now, technically there should be some division in the freedom community, but I don't think it should be so decisive and so bullheaded. But just, it really gave me hope, like real true hope that we could do something. And then I kept hearing all this talk about Nasera and Jacera and all these people putting all this hope into something that they didn't really research and are like, oh, we're going to have a debt jubilee and everything's going to be great. But they're not thinking about reality. And so that's where I try to bring that, even out the hope with realism, without trying to make people be scared, because we can change everything. And that's ultimately where I'm at.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I've been thinking about that a lot recently. And so this is going to be a little bit maybe outside of just the direction of liberty and freedom, but it has to do with the reality, right? So I listen, when I'm driving around doing Uber Eats all day, I listen to everyone. I listen to, you know, a lot of the hardcore movement with our favorite Patriot. that certain letter everyone knows about. And so I listen to a lot of the people that are really hard into that. I listen to people that think the very opposite. So there's a bigger picture that I'm seeing, perceiving from, and I'm not saying this is how it's going to happen, but I'm considering the fact that getting closer to the election any moment now, there's the Kim Guggen team, right? Kim Ann Guggen, her Life Force team, kind of parallels what she's saying with StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares, that we could possibly have power loss and water loss and food shortages due to the fact that they've already kind of slowed down some of the water at some farms in Mexico. I think 10,000 farmers are losing their farms. So they're starting to put the pinch.
I mean,
so there's all these
in the United States too, but Mexico as well.
Where we get a lot of food.
One of the main suppliers, yeah.
California and Mexico. So you got to think about these people that we don't know about that pull the strings. They could have their, whoever they are, go out and start attacking. If you attack the power, your water's off, because, you know, I drive Uber. I talk to a lot of people and I've picked up engineers and everything's on solenoids, you know, and how these water resources get activated. They're on timers. Everything's all electrical now. So if the electrical systems goes down, so is your water, everything, all your transactions, you know. And this is a possibility. Yes, I am. I'm not a hardcore, but I watch the Q movement. I pay attention to it. Do I think it's real? I do think it's real. Is it possible that it's an infiltrated PSYOP? It's possible. I'm not banking on it.
Is it possible that it's better to be like prepared for disappointment?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm going to be prepared for the worst.
Extra water and some food just so that you're good for a little bit. Is it a bad thing?
Not at all. Right. So that's my message.
Didn't our forefathers, like back when, before we had like refrigerators and all that, people would preserve foods.
Oh yeah. You know,
I mean, it was the thing, canning and preserving and gardening. It's something that we've gotten way away from, you know, it's a very small percentage of people that actually do these things.
And many people here, I'm sure, watching, they see how that was designed that way, right? So get rid of all the farmers, make it all corporations, boom, when they want to shut it down and pinch out the just-in-time distributing system, we're screwed, right? So I've pretty much prepared myself. I've been prepared for a long time, but I'm just doing some special preparations just because I don't know what to expect, and I'm in a different living environment, and I'm in a big city.
Yeah.
So I'm just making those preparations. But for me, for the people that are just keeping it all the Paladin called it hope porn is just, oh, everything's going to be fine. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, well, everything could be fine, but it could also, you know, have a lot of different obstacles before we get to the good stuff. Right.
All the RV stuff. That's to me, that's that hope porn stuff. And it's, you know, people just need to think realistically, like if like that happened, that would be the icing on the cake. Like when we talk about the straw man legal fiction, if there was a way to access our creditor account, our trust, that would be great. That would be the icing on the cake, but it's not like we're here looking for freedom so that we can monetize it and get rich in the process. That's not the goal here. And
no, we want to help you get prepared mentally, physically, emotionally. Now, let's look at the chat real quick. We got Miss Justice said, I can jar from my garden. That's good.
I love Miss Justice. She's good people.
AKA Action, been prepping since 2000. There you go.
AKA is an awesome musician, and he's supposed to be calling me and hook me up with some information about us doing a collaboration. He's okay. A really good musician. He does some awesome stuff. So drop your link, AKA, for your music so people can check it out.
You got Polly P said he's got some chicken. So, you know, people, as you can see, people have been prepared, getting prepared, but to focus on only things are going to get better and there couldn't possibly be some bumps along the road. Please just, if anybody sees this video, do yourself a favor. And you can't hurt to be prepared.
It never hurts. I mean, if you have too much food later on, you can just, whenever you have times, you got food around, and things like rice and beans and water and noodles.
You always got to have some rice.
Yeah. Got to have some rice. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Have some rice in your diet, you know?
Always. It's a good way to fill up too, man. And you can serve it so many different ways. You can have wild rice. You can have like grain rice, you can have brown rice, you can have dirty rice, you can have fried rice. It's beautiful how many different ways you can do rice. But
Oros, Trigil Freelancer, Oros con pollo, yellow rice. Oros, chicken.
That, yeah, that's Espanol for rice. I love
that's
it.
That's right.
It is. So shout out to Mouse, Nicola Coggins. Nana's in the house. She says she's been scanning stewed tomatoes, and I know she's been growing. She's really smart. She's been learning from people for years, and she's been trying to teach her family. And finally, a couple years ago, her only daughter. I'm not sure if you have any more than one kid, Nana. I apologize, but Litecoin Lisa is Nana's daughter. So, it's really, some really cool stuff, but. Yeah, so okay. So we kind of covered the why we're doing this. I do want to let people know a big thing is that we're not trying to cause any division in any communities. Like for me personally, and me and Stan have talked about this. So I mean, we're simply trying to learn from everybody, and we're trying to pull together all those puzzle pieces so that we can figure out what works. And it's not just me and Stan. There's other people involved in this, and we want to bring more people involved as well. And I think we're going to be starting a Discord. And once we get this thing started and rolling, we'll let everybody know so people can join and participate and all that good stuff. But because I think a lot of people, I have actually gotten kicked out of a couple of the quantum grammar groups on Facebook. Like, I'm trying to cause a problem.
Oh, yeah?
because I'm not bowing down to quantum grammar and assuming that it is the only way. And like, I have to learn it. Yeah, I've been kicked out.
Yeah, we've noticed some interesting stuff through this whole process, haven't we? I wanted to point out, who is this? Gosh, the chat's going fast now.
Let's people watching.
Yeah, that's cool.
What was the comment about? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh, I looked away and then I missed it. What was it talking about?
Yeah, it's got three girls and one boy. So I wasn't that off. I thought you had more than $1 because we're friends on Facebook. And Nana was my first patron on my Patreon channel. So she's got a very special place in my heart.
Oh, here, Miss Justice said, definitely going to be a break in the food supply chain. Was that it? Sarah Jacera is supposed to be about promises, but principles take work. Oh, I can't remember where that was. Someone said Nana needs to publish a cookbook. That would be good.
I'm telling you, she's smart, and she's been following a lot of smart people for several years. So she's definitely ahead of the curve. I think.
Keep chatting. I got to grab my power cord for my computer dies.
Oh, you're all good. You're all good. Yeah. AKA, if you got your link to your music, man, definitely feel free to drop it, and I'll highlight it. Yeah. Anything you can have for barter abilities. If you live in a big city, or if it's not possible for you to do like any growing or gardening or community stuff with neighbors, look into things that you can barter with. Because I definitely feel like things are going to get worse before they get better. And I'm not trying to say that to scare people at all. It's just better to be prepared. And I will highlight what Mr. AKA says: guns, ammo, gold, silver, water, food, seeds, hydro machines, lights, solar panels, and crypto, offline and cold storage. I mean, great. I would even include, looking at that list here, toilet paper, alcohol. Lots of people smoke marijuana. I do myself. So if you're in a growing state, anything you can have that would be a barter ability would definitely be useful. And I would definitely encourage people, especially while the price is low, to look into some silver and gold. If you have it and you can afford to invest in it, it's going to be a way of preserving your wealth, especially if we see inflation, like a high form of inflation or hyperinflation, take place in the US dollar. And Stan, I've got to hook you up with Money Metals.
Okay.
But if people go to Money Metals and are a first time buyer and they use my promo code RICE, they'll get a free half ounce of silver as a way to support the channel as well. So I'll definitely get you hooked up, because Pimpy hooked me up with them. And
fun.
With the price of silver, I think it's gone down about $5-6 over the past month. So I always encourage people to dollar cost average. It's really important to be like, make sure you're being prepared for these things, because, and being able to look out for one another, forming a, get with your neighbors and start like forming little groups. You can community farm. You can still social distance and do things like that, but you can also pull your resources together ultimately, because not everybody has the money to be able to prepare. But community building is one of the things that I think is going to get people through.
You know, DK me, I think they dipped out, but thank you for that donation. You got a $10 donation, Rice.
Is it on my end?
I have no idea how that works. I don't think mine's set up that way yet.
I can't quite tell 100% if it's on mine or yours, but it's much appreciated. Much, much, much appreciated. And they said that they sub to your channel, so I guess they are watching us on mine. So much appreciated, cool. DK me.
Well, you know, all this talk about what to have, you know, the word out there through both camps, the Kim Ann Guggen and the StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares, is water. So I don't know how well toilet paper is going to do you. If you want to make sure you can, you know, get enough water, learn now how to, you know, use less water, and maybe do a scenario for a couple of nights where you don't have water and you don't have power. Cause if you don't have both of those things, enough of those for however many people you have in your household, and how to minimize it and use it, you know, showering with just a rag of water, rinsing that off. If you have a local water supply, now this is getting into like a survival chat, but yeah, you know,
well, I mean, that's part of what freedom and liberty is going to be about. Yeah, where we're at. So I mean,
think of all these things, but do a scenario,
water, you know, filters, a lot of like water, the water filters, trunks, water filters,
live straw.
There's the live straw just have filters on them. There's water purifying sort of tablets you can get to help clean water up.
There's bleach ratios you can do if you want to.
I would definitely learn how to. That's the one thing that people have stopped doing is learning how to live off the land. Now, if I had to live off the land 100%, I would have problems if I had to do it by myself. I mean, I might be able to figure it out, but it's going to take me.
I think your instinct will kick in there. You know what I mean? Some people, right. Not everybody does that, but if you're not one of those kind of like outdoorsy type of person, start mentally preparing yourself for that possibility, because you know, once 11/3 hits, we don't know. We really don't know what's going to happen.
Dog food.
Yeah. Get some dog food.
Are we talking about eating dogs for food or eating dog food?
Oh, that's horrible. Right?
It's like, pet is it pet smart or is it pet smart?
I don't know. A Mandela effect.
Yeah. So
how about you guys out there? Do you think if you can give us a yes for you think that this possibility during the election, just after, just before, that we could lose power and possibly water? Give us a yes for yes. And if you don't think it is, just give us a no. Let me see. Let's see what you guys think out there.
Or even just social unrest. I mean, once we see, because I mean, obviously, I don't think that we're going to see a decision just based off voting at the polls and, oh, we have a new president or we have the same president. I think it's going to be a little bit of an issue, which could cause more division in the country, which could cause a civil war type situation, which would be very unfortunate if the population decides they want to go that route. But it's almost as if it's trying to set people up for that. So that's why I try to tell people that I feel like things will get worse before they get better without trying to like inspire fear. But I'm saying this in a hopeful way, because in order for things to get better, they do have to get worse. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't know. I mean, we've got people that are out there that, that pretty much run things, and who we don't know really how much control they have over everything. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, I mean, even if it's a temporary shutdown, to go, you know, keep everybody home and then go arrest everybody. But that's a lot of people to arrest. So we'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you.
Interesting, man. I mean, it's definitely an interesting time to be alive, and it's a blessing to be a part of what's happening. So, I know that we didn't want to keep this thing going too long because we were doing a late night stream, but I do want to ask and talk about kind of the idea that people around the world seem to look at America as being kind of a shining light, as being an example. And I would really like for us Americans to start coming together and figuring out what we need to do, whether that's following Audubon rights in the American States Assembly and or incorporating other aspects and starting to be a part of these state assemblies and really starting to be a part of the change by building up those numbers. So I kind of like to get your thoughts on what you think about that. You know, like I've joined Earth United as an alliance member, which is more of a global thing, but it made like I've been really thinking a lot more about home, America. You know, like where we're from, because ultimately we're not building a one world government if we try to destroy what is and rebuild together. It would be something new, and I would imagine there would be lots of different governments and different systems. So with that being said, yeah, I kind of like to get your thoughts.
Well, there are. That's kind of how it is now, right? America. Like every state has its own governing system. They all have their own constitution, right? They're all run a little differently, different rules. It'd be really nice to see if it could be uniformed. I mean, I don't really comprehend the whole structure of how all the inner workings work. So, I mean, for me to say it should only be one way, I'd be very ignorant in that. You know what I mean? I don't I don't know how all that stuff works. There's so many intricate parts that I'm not involved in. I don't work in government. I don't know how all those things, those little intricate, there's so much to think about. When I say these things, I'm trying to comprehend how everything works at the same time. Not just certain little fast. You know what I mean? It's like you got the water, you got the dump, you got the trash.
I'm going hard in
everything.
The
paint. You know what I mean? So I know, how does that all work?
A lot for, but that's a lot. Me and you, I'm not going to say that we're more special than other people, but a lot of people can't tend to go down the amount of rabbit holes me and you go down. And other people as well. I mean, it's a lot of information. Unfortunately, I've seen some people that seem to have lost parts of themselves in the process. It can be overwhelming.
It can. And, you know, it's funny, right? So here's the spiritual side, right? So when I came to meet you in Winston, I introduced you to the human design. And in the human design system, we could see our aura types. So your aura type was similar to mine, which is manifesting generator. And what that means is that our auras provide energy to the masses. So we're here, our forms manifested here to provide energy for the planet. So we have the ability to read multiple books at one time, multitask, and just, we have a lot of energy because we're providing energy. So we're just like this big energy generator, just manifesting and generating. Not meaning that from the ego point, we're not manifesting, we help provide energy to people. Right.
Then there's being worked through.
What's that?
It's as if we're being worked through something working.
Right. Energy is just kind of like coming through us and we're helping provide other people absorb energy. So there's five different types. If anybody wants to check out the human design or Jovian archive, you can download a free chart for yourself and see how complex it is. But anyways, that's why certain people have these abilities and can do certain things that other people feel this like, oh my gosh, it's too much. It's just too much information. Right. So
what is this? I was trying to highlight a comment here and it kind of went by me really quickly, but Dr. Seuss says I live in a rabbit hole. I started realizing the rabbit hole is just one big hole. I went down all these rabbit holes and at some point I realized they're all connected.
Oh yeah. It's insane.
That's what sometimes drives some people a little bit batty. Actually, loony would be rabbits and loony, Bugs Bunny.
Hey, kind of makes that's sense. A good segue. When I watch other people, we don't really know when we talk, have conversations with people, right? We don't really know what they know. Like, I listen to stuff all day because I'm driving around. So I'm listening to stuff all day. So I'm getting all these different perspectives, right? And then my mind creates its own perspective, right? So I try to be neutral in that. So that's why I'm like, okay, there's all these things that could happen. There's so many ways this could go. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm just making sure that I'm looking at everything. So when we're talking to other people, sometimes we assume they know what we know, right? But they might know next to nothing, right? But in the whole picture of that, what do we really know? We only know what we can assemble, put together, and what our limited perspective can come up with, right?
Because do we even know if 1 + 1 = 2?
Was the sky always blue? Was it green before? I don't know. But so what do we really know? You know what I mean? Until it all happens, hopefully we all come out on the other side. And, something I wanted to go back to is something I always thought about. Like if a giant meteor came down, it didn't even have to be like a government, chaos thing. It could just like be a giant meteor falls, chaos happens, fires, blow explosions, everything's going on. And what kind of person would I be? Am I going to be running around frantic, like freaking out? Or am I going to take immediate action and start pulling people together and say, okay, we need shelter, we need food, we need water. What are your skill sets? What are your strong suits? You know, how do we come together and remedy this situation rather than panic and or like looting and whatever
and go
else.
All Mad Max
and go Mad Max style. It's like, where is my consciousness if something like that happened? What is my focus? So I'm already mentally prepared for something to be chaotic where I know, okay, we just need to try to gather the people and then save people that need to be saved, who's whatever, just start directing and be like, how do we get to where we need to be faster, sooner than later, right?
No, that makes complete sense, dude. It does. And I'm glad we decided to do this, even though it's kind of short notice. I definitely needed to talk about this stuff, but I just needed that little break to that time to really absorb, because we kind of went through a lot of information. I went through my little detox periods, but in order for me to continue putting out content, I had to really take that step back. I was still talking about some freedom stuff on a couple of the interviews, like with Charles Hoskinson, and then the second part that I did with Aggie from Splinterlands. But ultimately, I was trying to keep my mind focused on something that didn't require a whole lot of thought. If that makes any sense. I know most people like look at crypto and they're like, "Oh, I'm so confused by it." But I've been in for quite a decent amount of time now that there are some complicated aspects. For the most part, though, it doesn't take a lot for me to do the content. A little bit of research, not much, just to kind of get an idea of a project if I need to. But for the most part, I have a general idea. But I'm ready now. I'm like, I'm going to try to get in touch with Carl Lentz. I've already reached back out to our Anabon Wrights about a follow-up. I'm trying to find out what's going on with Russell. And I'm also trying to see if we can finally get David Strait for a third time if he doesn't unfortunately cancel on us. And that's been one of the things, too, I wanted to touch on before we wrap things up, is we mentioned with Russell J. Gould the idea of trying to get the quantum grammar teachers together and do something to bring them on the same one accord. I wanted to let people know that I personally have stopped trying to pursue that route just after trying to deal with people in the community and so much toxicity. And then after being kicked out of groups, I was just like, it's not my fight. It's not worth my time to do it. If somebody really wants to pick that up, please go for it. On the note of getting people like Anabon Wrights, Russell J. Gould, David Straits, Christopher James, Carl Lentz, all these different people and others, including people like Adam Kokesh and people that can help bring solutions kind of together for a town hall situation, seems like that's pretty damn hard.
Yeah, I mean, everybody so far that we've seen kind of, I don't know, maybe because we're not in their focus, because, you know, I
try to be understanding, but it's just for people that should be open-minded, it's almost like those people we were talking about at the beginning of the stream, the people who find their truth and stick to it and don't, and no longer are open-minded to any further truths, and they're stuck where they're at.
Well, here's what I want to kind of allude to with what I was saying earlier is how our minds can build these perceptions of our reality, right? So each one of those, and I'm not saying this is the way it is, this is just how I'm perceiving it, is that when you've got that much focus, like Anabon Wrights and Christopher James and Russell J. Gould, you're down that tunnel, right? So you see the finish line, and that's how you see it's going to happen. That's my assumption.
And we respect all of them.
Right. But all the stuff that I've been mentioning here in this whole video about all the other things, the other possibilities that can happen because of all of these other moving parts, I think they're missing those. Like, you stay the focus, but okay, in a wargaming, okay, what's plan B? Okay, if this happens, then we're ready to move this. It's like chess. You got to be 10, 15 moves ahead of your opponent, right? So you're just like in this focus, but you're kind of ignoring like a lot of them we've talked to, like, okay, maybe this Q thing is real. Have you looked at it? Like, have you really looked at it? Not just heard about it, or have you really gone on the boards and see like on Acoon, like what all goes on there? It's mind boggling, right? Because you don't see that on like qmap.pub or all the other things, right? But you see all the other information is all.
I just want to say thank you to Dr. Seuss. She's heading out, but we appreciate the tip, and I'll make sure I look at the stand for all this too.
All right, Dr. Seuss. Thanks.
Hey, we got Brett Masters in the house. Just so.
Oh yeah. Hey, Brett. Thanks for tuning in. But yeah, so I just don't see that, maybe they're not considering all these things. And so for me, and I mentioned this before in our video with Christopher James, that, a lot of people have tried to do these things before us, maybe not in their ways. and that these are like sparks, you know, whether it's just, we've got a lot of sparks going different ways. We've got the assemblies, we've got Christopher James, we've got Russell J. Gould, we got Carl Lentz, and you know, all these other things. You sent me some things on the Telegram, other things that have popped up, right?
Yeah.
So we've got all these things that are happening. Hopefully they'll go somewhere, but they're in place and they're ready to go. And the people are starting to latch on and seeing more and more people, because if on 11/3 it goes toward by the way of Trump, then if he's not controlled and there's something nefarious going on behind that whole thing and it's all on the up and up, then I think we're going down a good path, right? But if it goes the other way, they cheat or something else happens or whatever, which we know they're already cheating. But if they take it, I really don't think they are. But if they do, how is, you know, like everything's already recorded. That means they've got all the NSA info of everybody's here. So like, what does that look like? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do the drones start coming out and the tanks, you know, everything's the whole, you know, AI controlled war game. And we're in the future. All of a sudden we got robots on the streets. I don't know. You know what I mean? That's just my perception.
What was that movie back in the 80s? Red Dawn.
Yeah, that was a good one. The Wolverines.
Yeah, I can almost see it going Red Dawn style in some way. I mean, like if it started getting like that, I would definitely have to. I would be a target. I would be a man on the run. I would be like, I'm the invisible man. You can't see me. You can't see me.
There'll be a lot of games being played, right? You could just wear a mask.
Or start on using... Well, yeah, the mask thing comes into play. Like, I want to start using Jedi mind tricks. That's going to be like what's going to get me through everything. So I was suggested to them.
Hey, let's see. Michael Ravoda says, QAnon is an IBM artificial intelligence program run by the Pentagon. IBM. Can you please?
Man, I haven't heard of IBM.
Please send us links.
IBM.
Please send us links to the proof of that one. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Did you hear about that guy Alan something? He was a CIA whistleblower that came out about the Benghazi stuff.
Was this today? This
just came out yesterday. Red Pill 78 said he's heard the audio of these claims about Obama, Biden, and that whole, you know, about the whole Benghazi.
No, I haven't had a chance to check it out.
Yeah, yes, so this guy came out. Apparently
I wasn't even paying attention to anything yesterday. Like, why would somebody announce that on a Sunday? On a holiday weekend in the United States? Because today is the infamous Columbus Day.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, there's meaning in everything. Who knows? But hey, if this is true, then that's just another pushing the pendulum the other way, right, towards Trump and this all coming down. I am going to say right here, right now, there was an article on the State of the Nation. Yeah. And as soon as I went to look at it with a friend, right, check out Aura Collective and her flying rainbow lasagna.
I love lasagna and I like rainbows. So flying
You're
sounds
definitely
going to awesome.
Check that out.
Flying rainbow lasagna sounds spectacular. So, yeah.
Lovely.
Had to highlight that. It's late night, man. Come on. It's been a long day.
I love it. So I totally forgot where I was going with that. But anyways,
my bad.
No, you're good. The lasagna and the rainbows threw me off.
I want some lasagna now, but it's not happening at 11:40 on North Carolina time at all.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure they got a Stouffer's at the mini mart down the street.
Oh, interesting, interesting. I'm going to highlight this, and I'm going to tell you about this later, Mr. Stanley.
IBM Q System 1. Hint, hint. Look it up.
Look it up. Hint, hint. Oh, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in.
Uh-huh.
Much appreciated. I know we
didn't really keep going. What does this mean? Miss V is saying that there is no real team. It is just an IBM computer running this this quantum computer running this intelligence. That's what she's stating.
Well, she's saying IBM Q System 1. Hint, hint, look it up. That's what she's saying. So she's not saying anything other than that. Now, you can read between the lines. You need to do the research and you can figure it out. It's only so much, only so many breadcrumbs that are allowed to be left out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So we got to make the bread ourselves.
Yeah. Or, you know, just follow the trail that's been set up the proper way. Sometimes certain information just can't be out. I'm not one of those people to try to sit here and say, I have secret intel and I have.
Wait a minute. No, you did it wrong.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
What is that? Hold
on, I need everybody at the same time to be quiet so I can hear this. It's too loud on the internet. I lost it.
Your private intel.
I lost it, man.
Actually, I think it just came through. You flashed it on the screen.
Oh, yeah. We are streaming this on both of our channels. Make sure you are subscribed to both of our channels. If you're not subscribed to one, subscribe to the other. Please.
Hey, Melissa V, give us another nugget, something else.
I'm surprised. I'm just surprised. That's all.
A great surprise.
I'll definitely introduce you to Miss V. She's an interesting character. And I know right now she's currently at work, so it's kind of hard for her to be able to talk. But I told her that we were going to be going live and she was going to try to tune in. So it's much appreciated. Much, much appreciate it. And I do appreciate everybody for tuning in. Miss Justice, Ellie Mae, Mr. Brett Masters will definitely be in touch. Brett, since you're on here, I want you, if you don't mind, to put together a little bit of a timeline. I was going to message Melissa about this, but if you could put together a little bit of a timeline from what you understand about U.S. history, just briefly, like kind of where we got to be where we are. And I'd like to get that information where you were talking about the U.S. Constitution apparently originally being intended for Scotland and ultimately going to be a template to be used in other nations, which didn't happen, and it happened here in the U.S. So if you could do that, I'll reach out to you guys about that, but I'd appreciate it. And Michael Revolta, TD Freelancer, Blockchain. I just want to try to shout out people that we hadn't shouted out previously.
Grant Burrows is in the house.
Grant's in the house. Appreciate Grant tuning in. And everybody else that we mentioned, I appreciate everybody that took us up with a tip. I guess before we do wrap it up, because we've been almost an hour for our late night surprise live stream. anything you want to add before we end this thing?
Everybody just be love. Stay in the love frequency and get yourself ready for whatever may happen.
Just be
prepared. Ready for whatever. Be prepared.
And definitely try to look out for one another. I think that's important. One of the videos that me and Stan would like to do very soon is somewhat of a timeline talking about American history. And we're planning on reaching out to some people who have been researching this maritime commerce system that can give us some insight on the history kind of before the United States. But for us, I figure it starts here. And when we first were a country, we were sovereign. And at some point that became compromised. And that's not so far off in history that we can't really kind of get a 90, 95% picture of what happened. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do. So we can figure out some of the things that we did so that when we get to a point where we can stand together and we're looking at figuring out ways that we're going to change the system, we need to have solutions. And those solutions can't be things that are ultimately going to cause us to keep making the same mistakes. So if we don't know what we did to make a mistake, we're not going to know what not to repeat. So we need to know our history. It's important. So I would encourage anybody who knows anything about American history, especially like pre-American history when it was the colonial time period, as much as you know, to please, you know, email us both our contact information's down below. And you can also comment on either one of our videos and we'll reach out. I'd like to find somebody who's really, really has a good knowledge of true American history and try to get a couple of different people's perspectives so that we can add that to the equation, because I don't want to do a timeline. I'm such a perfectionist. I don't want to do a timeline and have all these other things we got to add into it and do like an updated version of the timeline. I'd like to try to, as much as possible, have as much concise information. And
well, you know, I think it's a building of the timeline. It's a building the timeline, so we can work with what we have, put it in the timeline, and say, okay, we do another one where we say we add this because we found this, and we add that to the timeline. It doesn't have to be perfect at first. I got you, but have respect. Just want to highlight
a few here, man. Mr. Polly P, my homie, and I really love this comment by Michael Robota. Love conquers all. It definitely does. It's just a matter of learning to accept that love, and it all starts with you.
Fill up the chat with hearts.
Anybody who has a problem with loving themselves, you know, I would definitely encourage you to figure out what you need to do. If you're a spiritual or religious person, cling to that. But whatever you need to do to figure out to get on the path to love yourself, because when we talk about treating people how we want to be treated, we can't love any more than we love ourselves. We can't give anything more than what we have. So it starts here. It starts with you. And that's why I like the whole practice change path. You know, it's just, it all starts with numero uno. It's like Brett Master's message. Everything is from within. The kingdom is within. So it's powerful stuff, man.
Well, that guy, what was his name? Yeshua. That's what he said.
Oh, that guy. What's his name? Yeah, Yeshua. Are you being sarcastic? Because your name is what?
You know, Barabbas.
Yeah. Is this going to be your come out movement?
Everybody chose Barabbas. I don't know what happened.
Is this going to be the moment you decide to finally come out and let everybody like set the record straight that
I think I just have to wait until all the false ones come forward first, and then, you know, roll it out, step out, and they'll be like, give us Barabbas. I'll be like, I never knew it. Jeez, thanks.
I never even knew. I love it, dude. All right, man. Well,
thanks, everybody, for all the hearts.
It's been beautiful, man. Again, this is on both of our YouTube channels. So if you're watching us on one, make sure you're checking out the other. Links will be down below. We definitely would appreciate that. And we're going to have lots of content coming here very soon. So as always, I like to say that this conversation will be continued. And I'm going to press end the